How you doing, Mike?
How's it going?
It's good.
Yeah, we're supposed to be.
George Whitfield.
Oh.
The old preacher.
Okay. That's cool.
And he's Satan.
He's Satan. And I said, fine. I saw you from behind, and I was like, oh, you booked the Einstein. No.
Who are you supposed to be?
Angel of Death, just generic.
Oh, okay.
Apparently, you can't have masks tonight, so, like, my original idea was saved to shit.
I'm glad I didn't get a mask. I thought about it.
Oh, so they won't let you wear a mask?
Face must be exposed at all times.
Huh. Wow.
Face speaks loud, though.
Apparently.
Like all good gods, and I leave one on my eyeliner pin. So I drink something up.
Hey, well, we might could use you a little bit, because we're going to be preaching down here back and forth, different messages, and you're the angel of death. And angel of death is important.
Hey, man, take one of those. See if you're under the curse or not.
Yeah. What's your name?
I'm Mike.
I'm Tony. Oh. Nice to meet you, Mike.
Kerrigan. All right, man, nice to meet you, Mike. Dance, everybody just kind of hang out inside. All flowers. Just wait, see what's going to happen. It's really hard just to spectate, I guess.
Just like, no weapons. Took my fucking sight. Needed that.
Took my plastic pitchfork.
That's rough, man. That is fucking rough.
Taking a plastic pitchfork away from somebody.
If someone really wanted to, they could get whatever they wanted.
Yes. God, yes. Statistics? Yeah, same for Bible quoting verses. Because it wasn't just individual verses. You had to read the entire thing to figure out what the hell they're actually saying. My father has a doctor in Old Testament, by the way. I know this. I could go on a tangent, but I won't. As for the tangents tonight, since we're talking already.
So, Mike, what's going to happen when you die, man? Your angel death. Tell us what's going to happen when you die.
I'm kind of reincarnation because I'm kind of bored and I don't want to pull the paperwork for a soul. Just, you know, oh, look, go back here and try. Simple.
Really?
And go drinking on weekends.
So you get to choose.
Yeah.
Wow.
Let's see, I have a long list.
That's nice.
And my roommate is awake. Good for him.
Is that where he's at?
That's the building I think it is, yes. I could be wrong.
So if Adolf Hitler wants to come back and kill some more people, okay?
Well, I hate the paperwork from me. It's
just kind of bothered, but if Dad has a doctorate in Old Testament, you said?
Yeah.
What about New Testament? He's going to have a doctorate.
Some. Not as much.
So then you know what the Bible says, then, right? The Bible says you're going to one or two places, either heaven or hell.
Yeah, hell yeah. Right. I'm kind of agnostic myself.
Agnostic?
Yeah.
Don't know.
My religion is based on Michael Douglas novels. He said some realistic stuff, and I believe it.
Okay.
He said God cannot prove himself.
Right.
If God is based, our powers are given to God by him, by our faith in him. We believe our God can do this, therefore he can. If God proves himself, he's not infinite, he is finite. We know him, we understand him, and he has no powers.
God's power is dependent upon our faith.
Yes.
No, I can strike you down right now if he wanted to. That doesn't mean he's going to.
He's taking his time.
Yeah, he's taking his time, but delayed wrath doesn't mean the absence of it.
Well, yeah.
Right.
You can't know God.
You can't know God, really?
That, and, you know, dogma says that God's head will not most slow to be like God at all. And if we are finite beings, if he is truly infinite, we cannot understand him.
We can understand him to the point he allows us to understand him.
And what he reveals.
We can do what we think we understand of him.
Right.
We don't know anything. I mean, which religion is right? We don't know.
Oh, yeah, we do.
Well, you do, do you?
Sure.
Which one is right there?
Christianity.
Good for you. In your opinion, Christianity is right. Cool.
Me saying it's right doesn't make it right.
You went Stephen Colbert, don't you?
Huh?
You went Stephen Colbert, don't you? Stephen Colbert, the Colbert Report. That's his bit he does. So the Bible's translated from Latin to Greek to English, translated through various people. Which version is right? He goes, the copy on my desk table that's in my bed. That's the right copy. That's from Latin. It's, really? It's real
that's pretty funny because it wasn't from Latin to Greek. It was true. It was in Hebrew, the Old Testament. The New Testament was in Greek. And it translated from those to various languages, and now from Greek to English, and from Hebrew to English. And let me ask you this.
Okay.
If you went over to Spain today, you didn't speak Spanish.
Okay.
And everybody over there just spoke Spanish. Okay. But you brought an interpreter with you. Could he translate what you're saying to the people effectively?
Kinda.
You can't talk to people with other languages?
I could get by. Like,
I mean, how do we learn other languages then? I mean, how's that possible?
I'll have a taco, just general things like that. But.
Right. So how do we learn other languages then? I mean, what's the point of learning Spanish if I can never communicate?
You communicate, not perfectly. Basically, for example, the English word for door, it's ways down, but it is the wood piece which opens up to allow a person through. The German word for door means the passageway through which one travels.
Right.
It's not an exact translation. It's loose.
So if I say, I'm going through the door, is it the same in both languages?
Well, in English, I'm going to the door. You're opening the door and passing through.
No, I'm going through the door.
I'm going through a doorway.
Right.
See the difference.
So you're of the persuasion then, Mike, that you can never know what the Bible says because it's been trained.
Well, if you speak Latin, I guess you could give it a shot. Like my Hebrew.
What if you know Greek and Hebrew?
Hebrew.
See, I know a little bit of Hebrew. I know quite a bit of Greek. And the Bible's been translated effectively. I mean, the only things you learn, you lose, are kind of like this. Like, there's different words for love in Greek. Three of them are agape, eros, and phileo. We only have one word for love in English, and it's love.
I saw some mention that the people, that when translating the Bible from Latin, from Hebrew to Latin, there are a few words people felt a little ashamed of. So they tend to use, and since Greek or Latin, which language that has no vowels?
That's Hebrew.
Yeah. So when they translate Latin, they had to add vowels in. They tended to use O.
Well, they never translate to Latin. They translate from Hebrew to English. They have the Latin Vulgate, but that's not what we translate. That's not where we get our English Bible
from. There was
today.
Latin.
Yeah, Latin Vulgate. The English Bible we have today is not translated from Latin, which is translated from Hebrew. English is translated from Hebrew to Greek.
I can dispute that.
Well, I have the Hebrew and Greek on my computer at home, so there's no dispute.
The fact that they tended to use O's and E's for words they're more ashamed of. The Hebrew word for feet and genitals, for example, sound a lot alike, except for the vowel signs. One is up and it's already fucked up. Yeah. The vowel sign, the vowel and foot, feet, is O and E. Genitals is like something different, I think.
Mike, you know what the overall message from the Old Testament, from Genesis to Revelation is throughout the whole Bible? No. The overall message is this. Man has sinned. You have sinned. I have sinned. We've all sinned.
Oh, yeah.
Therefore, we deserve to go to hell, every single one of us. Okay? But God saw that and had his great love for us. He didn't have to do this. He could have stayed in heaven and said, you're all going to hell. Out of his great love for us, he sent his son Jesus Christ to die on the cross for us. He became the curse for us.
Except that okay? Out of the New Testament.
What's that?
They have the New Testament.
What's that got to do with it?
It means Jewish faith. He just never came back. Only Old Testament and different New Testament.
No. The Old Testament saints, Abraham, for example, lived by faith. He looked forward to the Messiah who was coming to the world. The people who lived in Jesus' time saw the Messiah. We look back to the Messiah and say, we have faith in him who died and rose from the grave. Okay, so God stands outside of time. So in him, there is no time. So he can appropriate Jesus' death on the cross and what he did to someone who's in the Old Testament because he stands outside of time. Okay, so the overall message is, you sin, we've all sinned, we've all deserved to go to hell, Old Testament, New Testament, these days, today, but Jesus Christ died on the cross so you can go free. If you'll repent of your sins, that's turn from them once and for all, whether it's drunkenness or fornication or whatever it may be, and you put your faith in Jesus Christ, he will save you. Not because you're a good person, because of what he did on the cross for you. So Jesus lived a perfect sinless life, yet the wrath of God fell upon him, so it wouldn't have to fall upon you. And that's what that track talked about. You're, I mean, right now, if you try to enter heaven by your good works, by doing good things, or by being a good person, you're not going to make it because you're under a curse. Because to enter into heaven by that standard, you have to obey the whole law. And if we look at the Ten Commandments, God's law, you've lied before, right?
Oh, yeah.
You've stolen?
Oh, yeah.
You've looked at lust?
God, yes.
Okay, you've taken God's name in vain, obviously. I've seen that, heard that a couple times.
Yeah.
That's just four of God's commands. You're under the curse, man. And the curse is hell. But Christ took the curse for you by becoming a curse on the cross for you.
See, I don't profess to know what the truth is. Because why am I not?
Well, you made it clear, but here's the problem. Like, this is why I don't say other religions are wrong by out of pride. This is why I say that. Because every other religion, Muslim, Hindu, Judaism, it's all a works-based religion. Okay, you're trying to get to heaven by being a good person, by doing good things. That's never going to get you there. I mean, take an earthly example for a second. If you committed murder, then you get caught for 5 years, right? During those 5 years, you helped the ladies across the street. You gave all your money away to the poor. You volunteered at the Boys and Girls Club. You did all good things. And all of a sudden, you're caught 5 years later. You stand before a judge and say, "Judge, I reformed my life. I'm doing good things. I shouldn't go to jail." That judge is going to laugh in your face and say, "Mike, you committed murder."
That's very true.
And that's the same thing God's going to do to every single person who tries to get to heaven by their good works. Because they've broken God's law and deserve to go to hell. That's the truth of the matter, Mike. So that's why other religions are wrong. Not because I want to say they're wrong. And because Jesus himself said, "I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. No one comes to the Father but by me." So that's a lie or it's not. No two ways about it. So, I mean, that's the option you had before you, man.
Your argument makes sense. I don't want my belief, but your argument makes sense. You defend yourself very well.
We're not saying join a church, give all your money to the church, nothing like that. We're not trying to get anybody to join a church. We're just preaching repentance and faith, man.
Right.
The Bible teaches.
I fully dedicated my life to helping others, more or less. As a psych major. And I want to help people. Not even him by itself, but you know, I think I'm a good enough person. Not because whatever. I mean, if I get to heaven and there's like, you know, Prophet Muhammad's name before me going, "Christianity, evil!" I'm just gonna go, fuck. But, you know.
You know, I've talked to Muslims, I've talked to Mormons, Jehovah's Witnesses, they all told me the same thing. I said, "If you're right and I'm wrong, what's gonna happen to me?" They said, "Well, you'll make it to heaven." I said, "If you're wrong and I'm right, what's gonna happen to you?" "I'm going to hell." You see, if I strive to live a righteous life according to any other religion, it was who I am anyway, because I want to live for Jesus Christ, I'm going to one of their heavens. Maybe a lower celestial kingdom, but I'm still going. See, with Christianity, it's very exclusive.
Yeah.
It's very narrow.
It's scary.
I mean, Jesus even said, he said, "Broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many enter through it. But narrow is the gate that leads to life, and only few find it."
Yeah.
So many and few. That's the ratio you have. And, you know, Mike, you probably are a good person compared to man's standard. But God's standard, no one is good. So you don't go away from here and think, "Well, I'm a good person. I'm good enough to go to heaven." Because you're not. You're not, man. That's the truth of the matter. You're not good.
I had no idea where I'm going. To be told, I choose to believe this life is really the test. So,
well, it's more than a test. I'm here to glorify God.
I can tell. No, you're saying, I can tell.
Right. Let me ask you a question, Mike. Would you sell me one of your eyes for $1 million? How about both for $5 million?
Both reduce that. Right. Depth perception.
No.
I've heard this argument. Yes, I'm worth $5 million.
No.
Oh, I heard a speech one time that he was a dying person, and they asked these questions, and he's like, "No, I wouldn't do this. Well, you're worth like this much money."
Well, if your eyes are worth all the money in the world, then what should your soul be worth? That's the comparison there. You know, if you wouldn't sell your eyes for $5 million, why would you sell your soul for a little bit of sin, for a little bit of pleasure for a season? I know sin's pleasurable, but the Bible says it only lasts for a season. It's going to end at some point in time, and then there's no pleasure at all. You reap what you sow.
I've not heard that verse of the argument. That's cool.
I don't do it to be cool. I do it to tell you the truth, man.
I know.
Right.
You go to East Carolina?
Yeah.
be there on Friday.
Cool.
Not in this outfit.
I'm just divining your plan when you preach that by saying, I'm loving this. Yeah.
You'll probably never see that again, will you?
Probably so, actually.
It was definitely serious.
I know.
You know, the truth is, Mike, that, you know, I mean, you probably heard this before, too, but you can die tonight, man.
Yep.
So this isn't something to be last days ago about. It's an urgency thing, man.
I could die tonight. You're right.
I hope you don't.
Oh, yeah, sure. It's kind of cool. Long-term plans.
There you go, man.
Definitely opposes my personality. Maybe when I was 19, this might be my personality. But
how old are you now?
I'm 28.
I prefer to believe God has his humor. Do you believe that?
Yeah, I sure do. Yeah.
Awesome.
His puns are all throughout God's word.
They are.
Yeah.
I'm glad I posted your puns there.
I mean, he rebuked a false prophet through a donkey's mouth. I think that's pretty funny.
Who was this?
Balaam?
Oh, right, yeah.
That was, he swallowed one of his own prophets because he disobeyed him with a great fish and spit him out in the land 3 days later. I thought that's pretty funny. I wonder what it's like to be inside a fish.
I don't want to find out.
Come out all bleached from all the acid that hits your skin and your stomach. Kind of like that movie VeggieTales with Jonah. He was really, real bright green when he went in. When he come out, he's all pale green. I've only watched that movie about 50 times.
Respect y'all's opinion, what you're doing. Congrats.
Right.
Good night.
Good night.